preparing for the evacuation of civilians. More than a million people are sheltering in the Rafah area. Our Middle East correspondent, Alistair Bunkle, doesn't think the operation will be imminent, though.
It's going to take quite a long time. If they are going to successfully evacuate most of those people in Rafah, that's not going to be a quick process. And I think it will take time as well to get the IDF within Gaza up to the sort of the readiness and to the sort of capacity that they will need.
The Conservatives have allegedly received a further £5 million from a Tory donor who's at the centre of a race row. They're already facing calls to return £10 million to Frank Hester. He made comments about Diane Abbott, which Rishi Sunak said were racist. Donations received this year are due to be published in June. Chancellor Jeremy Hunt says the rules matter.
We absolutely are transparent. We follow all the rules, the regulations. We believe in that transparency. Many of the laws about it we actually passed ourselves, and the Conservative Party fully complies with all the requirements to be transparent about our donations.
Squid Game actor Oh Young-soo has been convicted of sexual harassment. The 79-year-old was charged with two counts in 2017. An IT glitch for defective McDonald's restaurants has been fixed in Newcastle. The global problem is still affecting parts of America, Australia and the Far East. In sport, holders Manchester City will face Real Madrid for the third season in a row in the Champions League as they continue their defence in the quarterfinals. The draw for the last eight also paired Arsenal with Bayern Munich. Liverpool will continue their quest for four trophies against Italian side Atalanta in the Europa League. And finally, a rare baby giraffe has been born at Chester Zoo. It's already 6 foot tall and weighs 70 kilograms, but keepers don't know if it's a boy or a girl yet. That's the latest from Sky News. Chris Milligan.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight we'll see some cloud to start with, but it will become dry. The cloud will clear later on, with more in the way of clear spells developing towards dawn. Winds will be easing, but it's going to be chilly overnight with lows of 5. Now, tomorrow morning is going to be dry and bright with plenty of sunshine. Turning cloudy in the afternoon, and it will remain dry till later in the evening, with highs of 15 on Saturday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC. The award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
And welcome aboard. It's 3 minutes past three. It is Friday with me, Joe P, so it is time for Drive. We've got guest Stuart of Basildon Mind, and of course, we've also got our Bill Sedgwick, who's head of Billericay Town FC's walking football teams. They will be here soon. But who's already here is Patrick, and we'll have a quick catch-up with our Patrick again. Just want to kick the show off with Charlie Puth, featuring Meghan Trainor, Marvin Gaye.
Let's Marvin Gaye and get it on. You got the healing that I want. Just like they say in the song. Till the dawn, let's Marvin Gaye and get it on. We got this king size to ourselves. Don't have to share with no one else. Don't keep your secrets to yourself. It's gonna suit your show and tell. Yeah. Whoa. Just like they say in the song.
What a lovely duo. Charlie Puth and Meghan Trainor. Very nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost as good a duo as you and me.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Okay.
Oh, Patrick, how are you feeling anyway?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you look a bit better.
Yeah, it's you know, sometimes you have days when the normal things just seem a bit harder than they do in other days. It's one of those, really.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but there you go.
Yeah, sometimes it just happens.
It just happens, doesn't it?
I think sometimes it's your body telling you that maybe you need to slow down just for a few days, catch up and then start again.
Yeah, absolutely. Could well be.
Yeah.
Well be.
So that's me telling you, Pat.
Thank you very much.
Take a couple of days off. So you off doing stuff this weekend?
Yeah, no, actually it is it's a reasonably quiet weekend this weekend. So
yeah, that's good.
That's probably good. Yeah, Rob Sags was in earlier on, chatting about chess, of course, you know, which is a remarkable organisation. He's been coming in to chat with me for actually all the sort of 11 years that I've been doing shows here. And so it's a very sad thing that chess has grown bigger and bigger, now covers a much wider area than it used to. But he was saying today that, you know, the homeless situation is worse now than than it's been in that time that the organisation has been running. And so one of the things he said was a very good thing, that if you check out the Chess Homeless website, there are some biographies on there of people just telling their story about how they came to be homeless, and also, of course, how chess are helping them. But the reality is, of course, as he said, no one chooses to be homeless. No. And often, you know, when we see a homeless person, the lack of sympathy can be there, but, you know, nobody chooses to be in that situation. And also reminded us, of course, that the best thing you can do if you sit with this person is to contact Streetlink. Mm. They will send someone out within 24 hours to come and check that person out and see what they can do to help them.
Mm. So always say we're one step away. You just never know what's going on.
With all sorts of things.
Yeah, I used to work nights years ago. I was ill. I won't go into what was going on, but I had to work nights, and I was working in the West End. That sounds good. Not that, I was just literally. I was...
Where's this stuff?
No. I was actually fixing vending machines for a living for a while. Yeah, I mean, I've done a lot of different things doing the same thing. All to just because I was ill for a while and couldn't do certain things. So I couldn't sit down for a while. So I had to walk around.
Right,
there you go. Again, I'm sharing, Patrick.
I don't believe in such a thing.
No.
But there we are.
But I used to smoke at the time as well back then. And there used to be an awful lot of homeless people. And I used to talk to them all the time.
Yeah.
And they'd get to know me because I was walking around.
Sure, the same around place. Regular.
Totally, yeah. And they'd even know me by name in the end. Some say, oh, be careful around there, Joe. Just seen some nasty people walking around. And that sort of relationship, yeah. So I used to bring them out some coffee, obviously, because I was working on the coffee machines. So I used to bring them out coffee. I used to roll them some cigarettes and that back in the day.
Yeah.
And it was like stories, but some of them just couldn't be in four walls because of PTSD and stuff like that before we even knew what that was, you know.
Yes.
So, as you said, I think that's really important to hear people's stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
That can really resonate with everybody then.
Definitely. And I think, and helps to build a sense of empathy, which is always a really important thing. And also, Chess have got a big project ongoing at the moment. develop a whole new development for single homeless people, which right. would accommodate, I think, 24 people. Yeah. So, but they've got a fairly tight funding deadline that they've got to reach, but they're well on the way. Yeah. But that would be really good and really helpful. But again, it's 24 people would be able to put in that, and then they'd be easily accessible for the help that CHESS can help to provide them. But
because they're invisible as well, you know. And I think like, there's so many people you just like, and I'm not obviously begging a lot of them, you know. But and I would say morning or afternoon as I'm walking by anyone just there, because it's like, you know, and it's just like sometimes their face. I think, oh my goodness, that might be the only person to speak to.
I know, and we didn't talk about it today, but when he's been in before as well, you know, there's hidden. As well, there's a lot of people who sofa surf.
Totally.
You know, just their friends' sofas all the time. Housing crisis and difficulties out there, and anything that anybody can do to help the charities like CHESS or Sanctus or others is all good.
And all the links will be up on the website.
They'll
with your
all
chat
be
as well.
On my on my show
Brilliant
today.
Stuff. Anyway, listen, we are going to now play Diana Ross with "Why Do Fools Fall in Love." You're going to go home and chill out for the rest of the day.
Chill for the rest of the day.
Yeah, the sun will come back out as soon as you walk out the door
after I finish the blog.
Yes. Oh, yes. Of course.
Of course.
Yes. All right then, Patrick. See ya. Take care, Patrick. This is what we've got. Diana Ross. Why do fools fall in love? So that was Diana Ross, "Why Do Fools Fall in Love," here on Phoenix FM Drive with me, Joe Bailey. We've got to Friday. We're doing all right. Now I'm going to see you home safely as well for the rest of the afternoon. And don't forget, soon as well, we are going to be chatting to Stuart Shaw. I can't even say it today. And Basil and Mines and Bill Sedgwick, head of Billericay Town FC Walking Football Team, to tell us about a tournament taking place within the next couple of weeks. Now, coming up, though, we've got Supergrass with "Pumping on Your Stereo."
Can you hear us up there on your stereo? Can you hear us up there on your stereo?
love a bit of Supergrass. Pumping on stereo here on Phoenix FM. Yeah. Anyway, we've got an ad coming up in a second. But did you know, born on this day, in 1962, hard to believe, I know, Terence Trent D'Arby. Yes, so we'll be having a track from him, one of his best tracks. Anyway, Wishing Well is coming up soon. If it's your birthday, I hope you're having a brilliant one. If you want to let me know what you want to hear, you can do that, radio@phoenixfm.com, or, of course, on my socials at Joe Bailey Music. If it's in the library, I'll play it for you. If it's not in it, I'll make sure that you have that on Monday as well.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
To get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank, thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Wish me love, wishing. rocking with just one float through my head. You make my ride, my baby.
Trent Darby, we wish him well, and this is a travel.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Usual traffic coming out of London at the moment, but in Rochford, Sutton, a road is closed for roadworks near the Anne Boleyn road closed for emergency Anglia waterworks there, as that's taking place now. Now in Wickford, Golden Jubilee Way, Neverden Road, A132, slow moving traffic between the Neverden Interchange and London Road. A120 eastbound, slow traffic still there on the Coggleshaw Road and Marks Tay Interchange. And in Braintree, 31 southbound, slow traffic there, Broad Road and Marks Farm roundabout, the Coggleshaw Road, that's the A120. Just have a quick look in Chelmsford. Slow moving traffic on Van Diemen's Road between Lady Lane and the Army and Navy roundabout. Also around the Army and Navy roundabout, it's slow on the Baddow Road. Quick look at Colchester. Slow traffic on Mill Road southbound, that is, between Brinkley Grove Road and via Urbis Runway. Now heading over to the Tube. There's quite a lot going on, actually. It's minor delays on the Central Line. Check your timetable there, because there's loads going on, actually. So that's a shortage of trains. Minor delays on the Circle Line. That's clockwise. Minor delays also on Hammersmith and City Line. There's severe delays on Metropolitan between Baker Street and Aldgate. And finally, Underground Station is closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town due to engineering works. That's it for travel updates from me. There'll be more in an hour. Now, we've got Smash Mouth with All Star, and then we're going to be coming back with the boys.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? No, if you don't go, shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. Shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. All that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold.
Go for the moon, sucker. Go for the moon, go for the moon, sucker. Go for the moon, sucker.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go. Hey, hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars. Somebody once asked, could I spare some change? Guess I need to get myself away from this place. I said, yep, what a concept. I could use a little fuel myself, and we could use a little change. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Back to the rules that I'll hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go.
Go.
Smash Mouth with All Star. Now, welcome Bill Sedgwick, head of Billericay Town Walking Football.
Hi there.
And Stuart Shaw of Bazard and Mind.
Hi there.
Yeah, how you doing, Stuart? But I'll start with you first.
Well, I apologise. I do have a croaky throat and a bit of a cough, so I might end up spluttering through this.
Well, that's why I've put you right at the end of the other part of the studio, really, to be fair. So, Stuart, if I can start with you, though. You work for Basildon Mind, obviously. Yeah. And Basildon, like, does cover all areas, doesn't it, really?
Well, it's Basildon Mind is really for the borough of Basildon, which includes Wickford and Billericay. And a lot of people miss that point. So we've outreached a lot of times in Billericay recently, so all the residents there are aware that Basildon Mind will provide the services they need for mental health in that area.
Yeah.
So every Wednesday, there's actually a pop-up at the community hub.
Oh, nice.
Where people can go up and talk and get signposted to the services that they may need.
Oh, so it's consistent. It's every Wednesday.
It's every Wednesday afternoon.
Nice one. Yeah. Where's that?
It's at the community hub, basically, which is in the high street, at the end of the high street.
Okay, and what time's that then, Sue?
It's in the afternoon, so it's 2 till 5.
Oh, nice. Nice chunk of time. It really gives loads of people time. That's brilliant stuff. So, look, how did you kind of get involved with walking football and the reason why it's such a good fit, really, Stuart?
Well, one of the things I got involved with walking football, obviously, because of Bill, who invited me, because he knew I was a referee in my previous life and wanted some quality refereeing, as he would describe it, to come involved to walking football. No,
really. Well, quality, yes,
well,
sure.
I was going to say, I'll ask you about that in a minute, Bill.
So I got involved in that way, but one of the things that I know from Basildon Mind is the services they provide. The one thing they really do well is well-being services there. So they host 2 walking sessions each week, which actually will be increasing to 4 in April. And they also got an allotment where people can go and just grow fruit and veg as well. And that's on a Tuesday morning. That's over in Vange. Mm. And you see the benefits that people get just by doing exercise. And we know also with the over 50s, over a quarter of over 50s suffer from depression. Mm. And you know that doing a physical exercise or having social interaction, you will improve their mental health. And therefore, walking football is one of those perfect opportunities for over 50s men, particularly, to get involved in a sport that they love probably as a younger person. Maybe you had to give up playing football in their 30s.
Yeah.
And now they're coming back into playing in the 50s. So, we've looked at that basically, and last year was the first year. And Bill offered the services of Billericay Town Football Club, and must thank them for providing the kit, all the pitches for that. Where we had our first walking football tournament, we had 15 teams then of men, and I think the eldest player in the tournament was over 80.
Wow!
And playing, so it was a great experience that day. And lucky enough, Billericay have offered the pitches again this time round. So, in a couple of weeks' time, on Tuesday the 26th of March, we'll be hosting our second walking football tournament, which we've called Stroll, Just Run for Better Mental Health.
Yeah, that's amazing. So if I go over to you now, Bill, and I'll catch up with you. Are you all right there, Bill?
Fine.
Yes, great stuff. So how did you get involved? Because you are the head, because you've got different teams going on as well, haven't you, Bill?
We've got a lot of teams at Billericay Town. I got involved at Billericay Town. I knew they wanted to start a walking football section. I sat down with the chairman there, a guy called Nicky Hutt. He's been really, really helpful and really supportive of everything we've tried to do. Mm-hmm. And it's, number one, we've got a great set of guys there, now a great set of ladies there, and it's just grown and grown and grown. We have 170 members, 3 sessions a week, and we get about 120 people a week at Billericay Town playing walking football. But it is one of the fastest growing sports in the UK at the moment.
It really is, isn't it? Because I think what it is, a lot of people I know are still playing football on Sunday afternoons, and coming up to like 40, 45, and they're like, oh, I know that I'm going to have to make that transition. But it's a difficult one for people, isn't it, really, I think, sometimes, to say they're going to give up the football that they love to play, a different type of football. Do you find that, Bill?
There is a bit of a transition, because in our sport, it's no contact and no tackling.
Yeah.
Make it a little bit difficult for the people that are coming, say 45 at men's, it's age 50. Coming from men's 11 aside at age 50, there is a slight transition period, but once people get into the flow of it and they realize the ages of the people they're playing and training with, then people just fit in and it starts to work well. Mm. At Billericay, the oldest guy we got is 79, youngest guy we got is 50, with the no contact and the no tackling. You go on the pitch smiling, you come off the pitch smiling, and you don't get hurt. And that's the main thing about it.
Yeah, so that's the main difference between people that would know what football is, really. So there's no contact sport at all.
It's a no contact sport and no tackling.
Right, and what about running? Because you can, well, can you...
You're not meant to run.
How can you not, though, if you've got that little bit in you, you want to go... Especially if you're a defender, right? You want to do a sliding tackle. Well, that's going to be a difficult one, but yeah.
That's bad, yeah.
You will get a red card.
Anyone who watches walking football will say, oh, they're running. People try and walk fast and they do the silly walks like out of Monty Python. You do get all that, but at the end of the day, are you really going to stop a 75-year-old from having a little jog?
No, yeah.
It's about having fun, playing football. You get the same enjoyment playing over 50, over 60, over 70 as you did when you were 10. Yeah. It's just great fun to be involved in.
So you don't have to have played football to be able to join, can you? You can start anywhere if you've not.
We've had ladies that have never played and we've had guys that have never played.
Yeah.
I think I just want to add one thing. One thing, when I first started getting involved in walking football, we had some players come along for the first time and they were quite insular. They didn't talk too much. And obviously had come from probably a situation where they were quite lonely at home or had retired, and suddenly were playing walking football. You suddenly saw this development of these people where the smile did come through, the banter developed, the chatting coming through, and then the social interaction even after the sessions also occurs, which means that their mental health is significantly improved by getting involved with walking football. Yeah. It really is really pleasing to see when you do see this happen.
Yeah, because when you consider the facts are astounding as well. It's like over a quarter of people that are over 50 suffer from depression. Yeah. So that's really the people that are coming along, Bill, to your sessions, right? You must see some, like, wonderful transitions to how people sort of start, as you just said there, Stuart, to how they become happier people, right?
We have seen a lot of people mix in and join in the social side. Yeah. We've got a great social side at Billericay Town. We've got a 70s, 80s disco tonight, 150 people attending that. So that should be good fun. But, there is a social side, and most clubs, if not all clubs, you play your football, then you go in the bar. It's very much old school that way. You go in the bar, everyone has a chat. Some people, we do know that it is, for some people, that's their only day out of the week sort of thing. So, it helps everyone, in all honesty. It helps health-wise, mental-wise. Puts a smile on your face, which you can't beat that.
Even just getting out in the fresh air, you already...
It's been very fresh of late.
Yeah, very, very fresh of late. Yeah. But so Billericay is such a community club as well, and I think that that's sort of the feel that people will get when they join you as well. So are you in a league, Bill? Is there leagues in this?
There's a Essex Walking Football League for ladies, and there's Essex Walking Football League for men. We've got 15 teams across the ladies and men's leagues for this coming season. There are, at the age groups for the men, over 50s, over 60s, over 65s, over 70s, and they're working on at the moment on a sort of over 75s. It's more a friendly league than a competitive league.
Yeah.
So the ages are going up every year, and we've got there is an England over 80s walking football team as well. So it's quite amazing as the really older guys still getting around a football pitch, albeit a small.
And you can still see some of the skill, can't you, as well, still sometimes, when you see the... Yeah.
I think, we had a restless place. Was it restless place?
Yeah.
Yeah. Peaceful place, sorry, which is home, or basically a house, basically set aside basically for people with early stage dementia to come along. Billericay Town Football Club, the walking football, played a walking football game against them because they're using walking football as a way of getting people to think about things. And again, exercise can slow down that progression of dementia as well, so it's very important. So walking football, we played them recently, but I actually was refereeing, and what was amazing to see was the skills. Suddenly some of these players, you could see they really did have the skills from an earlier age, the turning, the powerful shots, the jinking around, was all elements of them playing walking football. And again, it was quite amazing to see.
It was very humbling to play against that team. It was a really good day, and we've kept contact with Peaceful Place, and we've had a competition and we've raised money for Peaceful Place, and tonight our disco part of the money is going to Peaceful Place for what we're doing tonight.
That's amazing.
So it's the walking football tentacles, as it were, has got out everywhere at the moment, and it is literally all over the country,
all over the world, really. Yeah. I mean, there was actually a walking football World Cup last year, with teams, quite a few teams from all over the place. But there is actual national competitions that get involved with this as well, and it's really good. So the tournament we've got coming up on Tuesday week, we've got team from Kent and team from Southend, Eastleigh, and Lake Norman, Romford, Chelmsford, all come with two teams from Billericay. You've got Little Oakley, which is travelling a long way because that's called like Clacton Way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're all over Essex. They're coming to play in this tournament. Yeah. I would say basically, if you haven't ever experienced or seen walking football, come along and just have a look. Come along and watch. You know, 10 till 1 on the day, and you'll get a good sense of what walking football is like, and you know, women as well as men.
Yeah,
I would say.
Because the tournament, it's six aside. There's men over 50 and women over 40. Is that sort of like, is it the mixed? How's the ratio meant to be with what's going on the pitch, Bill? Do you know?
There are mixed teams out there. This competition, it is pretty much a male.
Okay.
The ladies have their own league and the men's have their own league. There are, on an earlier competition we had a lady in each of our teams. Because we were in the competition and whatever. Generally, you can have a couple of ladies in the team, you can have one lady in the team, it's entirely up to you.
Yeah.
The ratio doesn't really matter, but you've just got to gauge it by whoever the opposition is.
Oh.
And you sit down and it with the opposition to make it as fair and as fun as possible.
Absolutely, that's the main thing. That's what people are there for,
to make sure
that they can kick about.
It does get competitive occasionally, and therefore, you know, that's important. And this, I think, but oddly enough, I think the teams that came to this tournament, Bill, we probably agree, some of them are here to win.
Yeah.
And win the tournament. So there is going to be a competitive edge to it.
Bill's keeping quiet over there. He's got some tactics going on.
we usually win the drinking competition.
That sounds like the club that I need to join then, doesn't it, really? Obviously, yeah. So, Bill, again, listen, all the stuff, anyone that wants to kind of come along and join in, is there kind of a taster session, or can people just come along and have a chat?
There's going to be a ladies' taster session in May.
Yeah.
If you contact Billericay Town, I'll pass it to myself and I can give you the details for that. It is the Essex Women's Walking Football Facebook site.
Right.
For guys, we just say to guys, if they want to join, they send an email in, give us their details. We say you can either watch the session, see if you think it's for yourself, or you just come along and get them straight in.
Brilliant stuff. Now, we just want to find out a little bit more about how we can get hold of you and a little bit more about the tournament and mine before we go. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to slip in one of the songs, because I did ask you, didn't I, Stuart, what song it is. Mm. I should have known what you was going to choose, but go on, Stu.
Well, it's Walk On By, and it's going to be by Dionne Warwick.
Brilliant stuff.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by, walk on by, make believe that you don't see the tears, just let me grieve in profit, 'cause each time I see you I break down and cry. Walk on by.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Right, so that was Dionne Warwick with Walk On By, and we are here with Bill Cedric of Billericay Town Walking Football, and of course Stuart Short of Bazzard and Mine. Now, Stuart, if I can go over to you just to ask a question. What is the difference between kind of the national mine to the local mines? What's the biggest difference?
Well, the biggest difference is the fact that the local mines that you've got, and there are actually five in Essex, which is quite odd in the group, but they're the ones that provide the services to people in the community. So, for instance, at Bazzard and Mine, we provide counselling, which is in our offices in Whitmore Way. We've got a helpline that's always being active. It's six days a week. Being activated there, that people can call up and we'll signpost them if they've got care. But also, if there's someone in severe mental distress, then we can suddenly provide counselling on that phone call as well. And then there's basically, as I mentioned before, in fact, there's the wellbeing groups where people can partake in walks. The one starts actually at the online charity shop in the Bazzard and Shop, and they walk from there. And then there's another one being held at one of the parks in Bazzard as well, and then it's going to be extended into Billericay over the next month or so. But what other things that we provide, which I think people don't necessarily see inside from a local mine, is we provide housing for people with severe mental, long-term mental health issues, but also short-term. So there's actually what they call the Crisis Sanctuary Plus house in Basildon, where people can just get a break from their pressures of life and just go somewhere, just shut off from the family, shut off their mobile phones, and just get help and just recover for a week.
You help with all that, because I didn't even know there was such a thing, because that sounds ideal for a lot of people. I'm sure you're getting many more people calling you and emailing you all the time now, surely.
Well, there is. I mean, one thing they've got is actually, because we actually work in partnerships with the other local mines in Essex, so down in Grays, there's actually what they've got, what they call the Crisis Sanctuary, and people literally during the day, they can just walk into there and just, again, sit down. If they don't want to talk to anyone, they don't have to talk to them, but if they do, they've got someone there that can talk to.
Just a safe space, right?
It's a safe space, basically, the fact that people can have. And I think that's very important that they've got those kind of things. And the difference between the local mines then and the national mine, and mine is a federation of about 108 local mines and national mines. And the national mine really does all the advocacy work. So they're the ones that will fight for change for mental health issues and get them. We desperately need a new mental health act in this government. It was something actually the Conservative Party had in their manifesto, and funny enough, it's one of those other things that's been left behind. So we need that basically to come through, and therefore National Mind is those kind of people that work on that, but also things like Mental Health Awareness Week, they'll lead on that with a campaign on that, and through the World Mental Health Day, which is always the 10th of October, and those kind of things. But we're actually this year at Bazzard and Mind taking a lot more lead in things that we're doing. We're actually potentially going to have what they call a mental health run or just before Christmas, which is a 5K run, which is the first time Bazzard and Mine will actually be doing it. But it is, it's a national thing. And last year there was about 38, I think, local mines took part in it. And they had an awful lot of people just dressing up in Christmas costumes and elf costumes in particular and run around. So it's those kind of events that are led by National Mine. They help out all the local mines getting anything. But there is a real big difference in the fundraising side of things. So if you want to support your local mine, make sure that you give your donation
yeah.
to your local mind and not national mind.
Yeah, see, that's key, I guess, which that's something I didn't think of until literally you just said that. So that is the big difference. So that helps your local community out.
Yeah, it does. You're paying for the, you're providing the helping with the providing the services yeah. in your local community.
Yeah.
And it's a big, it is a thing that people get confused about. So make sure if you're looking to donate to your local to Mind and you, yeah. for the service they provide, then look that local Mind's website up. So like here, we've got Southwark and Brentwood Mind, and we've got yeah. Basildon Mind. You've got South East and Central Essex Mind, and you've got North East and Essex Mind as well. Mm. So they're and Mind in West Essex is, I think, is the other one. So
right, yeah.
make sure you look those up before
that you've
make
got that the right local the right one to you
and get the right donation to them.
Totally, that's brilliant. And obviously working with like Billericay, as you say, sort of all these like constant contacts moving forward for everybody. And I think, like, especially like with men as well, there's still that stigma regarding mental health, right? So I think that's why it's such a good fit with walking football. Mm. I mean, Bill, how many men do you kind of get members have you got? Do you know roughly?
Oh. 170 members.
Yeah.
145 of those are guys. I say age wise of 50. Our oldest is 79, very soon to be 80.
Yeah. And I suppose a lot of those have mental health issues that they may not even want to share, but just
they
being
show
there.
It. No one shows it, do they?
No.
But no, I think the getting out, playing football, meeting other guys, and same with the ladies.
Yeah.
Getting out and just washes your day's problems away, as it were.
Yeah.
You know, I once had it described, the difference between like men and women when they talk about mental health is that that women, when they go out to their friends, they'll all talk about, well, how are you? Which is the first question they ask. Whereas a bunch of guys going out, they'll ask is, did you see last night's West Ham game?
Yeah.
And well, you won't, but you might. Kind of, did you see what Arsenal drew in the Champions League?
Yeah.
But that's the conversation that goes, I was getting explained by a woman talking to me about it. She said that her husband had gone out for drinks with his friends, and they knew that, you know, one of the women had been quite ill recently, one of their partners had been quite ill.
Mm.
And she said, oh, how was, I can't remember, Jan, how was Jan? And he said, I don't know. Didn't you ask him? You know, Dave? No. Well, how's the kids? Don't know. And that's the difference in conversation that men and women will have, and therefore that conversation about mental health doesn't occur really with men at the same time. And it is a generational stigma as well. I've attended events where the younger generation will quite happily walk up to us at Mind and say, oh, I'm getting counselling at my school, or I'm getting counselling with you. Whereas I don't think I've ever had anyone over 50 walk up to me and say, I'm having counselling, and thanks for the services you provide me.
Yeah. It's just a case of like, oh, just got to get on with it. That's what a lot of people think. But as you say, going back to you, Bill, and what you do within Billericay, because you're the head of the walking teams, aren't you?
Fantastic committee around me that do an awful lot of work. So we've got guys that run each individual team. Yes, I was the guy that started it. We wouldn't be where we were now without the guys that are around me, because the committee has been absolutely fantastic. We've got a fantastic social secretary who's done a great job, and we've got a really good tour leader who's done a fantastic job. So I'm a sum of all the parts, as it were. We've put a lot of work in, and it's just worked. We've got a really nice group of guys and ladies, and it's just a lot of fun. It's a great, great club to be part of.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So, Bill, if anyone wants to get in touch with you again, Bill, to come along and just have a look to maybe locally.
Yeah, sure.
What do we do?
Well, you can contact Billericay Town. My email is btfcwf@gmail.com. You can come along. We train Monday evenings and Thursday mornings. Come along and watch. See if it's for you. If it's for you, then get your kit and turn up the following week, one way or the other.
Brilliant stuff. And just lastly again about the tournament, who wants to give that the last shout so we know where to go and what to do?
Well, it's Billericay Town Football Club.
Yeah.
On both the ground actually and the community pitches that we use, basically. So hopefully at least 13 teams.
13 teams
partaking at the moment. We're closing applications at the weekend. Mm. But yeah, come along at 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock is basically the time to come along. Cheer on if you're wherever you are, cheer on. See the teams that are there that come along and says, you'll find a team that you might want to support in the day and come along and join
it.
It does give a great view of what walking football is all about.
Yeah.
And then the trophies will be presented around 1:30 in the clubhouse. So even then, you can come along and have a bite to eat and a drink.
Yeah, as you say, it might help dispel the myths of what people think of walking football is and to what actually it is.
Well, right? I think one thing they'll see is that the enjoyment that it gives people.
And the competitive nature
of it yeah. as well.
Do you play, Bill, still? Do you play?
Yes.
You do get yes. you do get involved.
I'm still young enough to play.
No, but I didn't know if you just didn't play. No. No, I didn't mean that. No, yeah, because, you're so busy sometimes just managing everything, you don't actually get time to play on the pitch.
I play. It's great.
You do?
As I always say to people, there's nothing beats smashing a ball past a 75-year-old goalkeeper. It's good fun.
I'm going to have to come along. Seriously, it's one of those things, seriously.
But lovely, after last year, the Basel & Mind CEO, Denise, who's in her 60s, she used to play for Chelsea.
Right,
many moons ago, she would turn around and say. And suddenly she's really wants to play, but to get the time to do so. So I'm hoping that, when we talk, she listens to this and she can encourage her. Come along.
What's her name again?
Denise,
come on. You know what you've got to do. You've got to get your boots... Get dusted off and get back out.
She turned up last year in Wellington boots thinking the fact that it would be rained so much that the pitches would be muddy. But of course, it's a 4G pitch, so being perfectly keen.
Yeah, well, I like that. That's a brilliant story there. But listen, boys, thanks so much for coming in today. Thanks for the work that both of you do. It's just immense as well. And so, and if you're at home listening, thinking, oh, I know somebody that might be involved or want to go along, you know what to do. Now, if you've just walked in and you've just missed the interview, don't worry. By tomorrow night, we'll be up with all the relevant links for both your local minds and, of course, for the tournament and for Blue Ricky walking football as well.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Great. Bill, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Stuart, thanks so much. I'm going to play a song because you guys have made me feel happy. This is for our Williams, and that's going to take us up to the top of the news. Cheers, boys.
Thank you.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. Yeah, like I don't care, bitch, by the way. Clap along.
hour across Brentwood and Billericay.
This is Phoenix FM. News.